heading down the home stretch to the Rumble. I'm Matt Carlins, and this is Just Pro Wrestling News for Monday, January 24th, 2022. This update is brought to you by IndieWrestling.us. That's Indie with a Y.
WWE.
Tonight, it's the last Raw before Saturday's Royal Rumble pay-per-view. The WWE Champion Brock Lesnar is set to appear for a weigh-in opposite his challenger on Saturday, Bobby Lashley. Also being promoted for tonight, the Raw Tag Team Champions, the Alpha Academy, and Team RK-Bro will clash in an academic challenge. The Usos will be barred from ringside when Roman Reigns defends the Universal Championship against Seth Rollins at the Royal Rumble. That stipulation was set after Rollins and Kevin Owens got a DQ win over the Usos on last Friday's SmackDown. Also on that show, Sonya Deville stepped in as special guest referee and helped SmackDown Women's Champion Charlotte Flair beat Naomi. Deville and Naomi are now set to go one-on-one on this Friday's SmackDown. The World on GCW last night from New York's Hammerstein Ballroom, and we have new GCW Tag Team Champions. The former champions, the Briscoes, held an open challenge in last night's main event, and it was answered by Nick Gage and Matt Tremont, who won the titles. Jon Moxley is still the GCW champion. He beat Homicide. Brian Myers helped Matt Cardona beat Joey Janela. Jeff Jarrett beat Effie. Ruby Soho beat Alley Catch. AJ Gray won the Grab the Brass Ring ladder match. He'll get a championship match of his choosing at any time. There were surprise appearances by Sabu, Sean Waltman, and others. Some of the names that were advertised but did not appear included Ring of Honor world champion Jonathan Gresham. His scheduled opponent, Blake Christian, beat Leo Rush. Speaking of Leo Rush, he is now announced for the next Terminus show coming up on February 24th.
AEW.
And over the weekend, Leo Rush announced that he'll be a free agent after his contract with AEW expires on February 14th. Also, PW Insider is now reporting that Pretty Peter Avalon's contract with AEW has now expired. Tonight's Dark Elevation has Powerhouse Hobbs and Ricky Starks versus Matt Sydal and Lee Moriarty, plus Brandi Rhodes versus Willow Nightingale. Jade Cargill is still the TBS champion. She beat Anna Jay on Friday's Rampage. Also on that show, Trent Beretta beat Nick Jackson, and Jon Moxley choked out Ethan Page.
New Japan Pro Wrestling.
New Japan Pro Wrestling has canceled or postponed the remainder of its shows scheduled for January. That covers four upcoming events. The company announced early Monday, quote, a number of wrestlers presenting elevated temperatures, end quote. New Japan is scheduled to resume live touring on February 6th. On Saturday's New Japan Strong, Rocky Romero, Fred Rosser, and Taylor Rust beat Filthy Tom Lawler, Jarrell Nelson, and Black Tiger. Rust pinned Nelson. Also, Juice Robinson beat Bad Dude Tito. After the match, Juice and David Finlay got into it with Tito and Jonah. Back in Japan, there is a new GHC national champion in Pro Wrestling Noah. Masakatsu Funaki forced the former champion Kano to submit in a matter of minutes. And to make things even more shocking, after the match, Funaki announced he is joining Kano's faction, Kongo. In All Japan, Kento Miyahara won the vacant Triple Crown Championship on Sunday. That is Just Pro Wrestling News for Monday, January 24th. Our next update comes your way tomorrow morning, so please rate, review, subscribe, and hit the notification bell so you don't miss a thing. I'm Matt Carlins. Thank you for listening.
This show is a member of the Sorgatron Media Podcast Network. Find out more at sorgatronmedia.com.